Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues with Attorney Penny Dean here on Bulldog Live on The Pulse. Let's get to the other story that you have for us today, Penny.
Well, this is State of New Hampshire v. Jane Reeder. And her name's easier to pronounce, so hopefully I've not mispronounced it. and let me tell you, first people are going to read this case and say, what does this have to do with the Second Amendment? And here's what I tell people. The principles of law travel across all sorts of what's called unrelated subject matters. And here's the gist of what happened here with Ms. Reeder, who was convicted of two counts of simple assault and one count of resisting arrest or detention. Basically, from what we know in the trial and the facts, in other words, and I'm just reading the case, I don't know this particular person or this case individually, she had went and lived with a person in Garden Meadows, a condo complex in Derry. Now, evidently, what happened was that someone called a tow company to remove cars without stickers from the complex's parking lot. But here's what's important to me here. It doesn't tell me anywhere in this decision that there were big signs in this parking lot that said, hey, only residents can live here, only people with stickers. Mm-hmm. So let's say I go visit you and you live in this Garden Meadows complex. Okay? I park my car where your car is, right?
Yeah.
Going to visit my friend. And next thing I look out and someone's hooking onto my vehicle with a wrecker. Well,
yeah.
I can tell you what I'd do. I'd go run it out. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? That's my truck.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, put that truck down.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the gentleman who was the tow truck driver said he would release the car if they paid the towing fee.
Uh-huh.
Now, principle aside, where I'm likely to say, wait a minute here, you just illegally hooked onto my vehicle and you want me to basically pay you a ransom now? I'm thinking not so much.
Right.
But according to this case, neither of these people had any money. So they said, look, we don't have any money. And they demand that their car be released. Evidently, the tow truck driver called the Derry police. The Derry police arrived, and they had what I call an altercation, where the person whose vehicle was on the tow truck said, look, it's my vehicle. You know, I haven't done anything wrong. Give me my vehicle back. And the reason I'm telling people this is all these crazy things could happen to any one of us in our daily life. Now, she was charged with misdemeanor assault, according to this.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say the police, because in a lot of instances they can allege different levels of assault. Let's say she'd been charged with felony level assault. Let's say she's a person like me who carries a firearm on her person.
Mm.
And let's say she's charged with that same assault, and they elevate it to felony level because I have a firearm on me. Even though I didn't point my firearm, I didn't take it out, I didn't use it, I just happened to be a person that carried a firearm. There's a law that I've always argued against for those who carry for self-defense, and I've seen this used against gun owners in self-defense cases, is RSA 651:2(2G). And it says, if a person is convicted of a felony, an element of which is the possession, use or attempted use of a deadly weapon, and the deadly weapon is a firearm, such person may be sentenced to a maximum of 20 years imprisonment, as well as given a minimum mandatory sentence of 3 years for a first offense, minimum mandatory 6 years for a second offense. And people say, well, that doesn't, you know, apply to me. I'm a gun owner. I behave myself, blah, blah, blah. But what I tell people all the time is you have to be very, very careful when you carry a firearm every day, even though what they're doing there is wrong and it's going to be a huge inconvenience. Once the police get involved and they tell you this, that, and the other, unfortunately, I think your practical remedy is in a court of law. It's not the right remedy. It's not fair. And we need to work on changing the laws. And in this particular case, no way in heck should they have been allowed to, based on the facts that we read in the case, tow that person's vehicle. But the issue is, and I tell people, when you carry a firearm every day, you have to more likely walk away from altercations, walk away from things like this, things that you have every right to be angry about, have every right to assert your rights, but you have to stop and think, are they going to use my firearm against me? Yeah. You know, are they going to say, look, she was carrying a firearm. That's what she was doing. She's trying to escalate it. She knew she'd just shoot us if we wouldn't give us her truck back.
Uh-huh. I hear you there. Well, Penny, I got to go with that thought. Thank you. That's good, valuable advice.
Yes.
Invaluable, shall I say.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, Penny Dean, how can people get in touch with you should they have any other questions or need your legal advice?
230-9999.